This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's welcome in Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how the hell are you?
I'm good. Arch might not be there for you next year, Ken.
I didn't say next year. I said it. I meant at any point. Okay. Any point.
Okay.
I don't want to be sitting in the pool in a couple of years and hearing about, we need Arch, man. I'm going to throw that text right back in her face. Say, oh, no, we can't have anybody who's played football or anything. No, no. Can't do
you
that.
You have receipts. Use them.
Daryl Ryder, he's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, do the Browns have stars?
They have Myles Garrett.
And we're off and running.
He's a star in my view. If Shedeur Sanders is able to play well, he could be a star. I mean, he's a star now, not from an NFL standpoint, but just from a social media standpoint. But I'd probably say Myles Garrett is the star, and Shedeur could very well become one.
Because the reason we ask is we're like, well, is Shedeur already a star? And we're like, well, he's not an NFL star. I mean, we are really like splitting hairs, but he's not an NFL star yet. And once he goes out there, if he plays well, then all of a sudden all this is justified and he's going to be one of the biggest stars of stage and screen.
Yeah. I mean, if he's able to earn the starting quarterback job, and if he's able to play well and help get this team to the playoffs, I think that he has the potential to be as big, if not bigger, than Bernie.
With that, come on now. Let's not say things we can't take back. Daryl, with the schedule coming out, when will Shedeur Sanders play for this team?
My prediction would be after the bye week.
Okay, why?
November 9th against the Jets.
And why?
Well, I'm assuming, and I know I get myself in trouble when I assume, but I'm assuming that Joe Flacco gets to start the season. And just looking at that first half of the schedule, I mean, it's a gauntlet right out of the gate. I like their chances in the opener against Cincinnati. Going to Baltimore is always tough. Green Bay will be tough. Detroit's going to be tough. Minnesota's already going to be waiting for them in London by the time they get there, because they get the Steelers the week before in Ireland. And then the Browns have to come back and play in Pittsburgh, where they never win. Miami should be a tough one. You're talking, by the time you get to the bye week there, Ken, on November 9th, the Browns might only have two or three wins. And we know how it goes here in Cleveland, right? Things aren't going well.
Don't you fire that coach. Don't you fire that coach.
I wasn't going there. I was going to say the most popular guy on the roster is always the backup quarterback.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking to everybody in general, because I go back to 2018. There's a lot of people, they, whatever about NFL head coaches. I go back to 2018. You had a number one overall pick then. You put him in a bad situation. I got a third rounder and a fifth rounder here. Don't do this. Don't fire a guy and have this thing turn into craziness with this coaching staff halfway through the year. You pick Kevin Stefanski. Damn it, he finishes the season.
I don't think that barring a tremendous amount of internal strife, I don't think that is going to be an issue, Ken. Yes, the results on the field absolutely matter. I understand that. But let's be real, as you said, they got a third and a fifth round quarterback here. Plus, they got Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, who is cast off by two organizations. There's not a lot there right now at that position. So, and the Haslams know you can't win without a quarterback. So I think barring major internal conflict, Kevin Stefanski, in my view, absolutely survives the football season.
By the way, did get a return text from my sister in Chicago. Reporting back, she says, nope. She does not know who Shador Sanders is.
That's actually surprising.
Daryl Ryder.
Your sister knows a lot of well-known people.
Our Browns beat reporter is on the hotline right now. So of the early viewings of Dillon Gabriel and Shador Sanders, what is your takeaway? What would be your most fair and balanced takeaway of those quarterbacks? If you want to compare and contrast them, you can. If you want to talk about what great guys they can, just what was your takeaway?
They're both accurate, which is fairly important for being a quarterback. I get why the Browns drafted both guys. I still believe that Dillon Gabriel's height will be an issue, but he throws a spiral and it gets where it needs to be on target. Shador Sanders looks like you saw at Colorado. He doesn't always throw a tight spiral, but it gets where it needs to be when it's supposed to be there. So. And I thought that both guys acquitted themselves pretty well in front of the cameras and microphones. So I get the selections of both and just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy the spring here and early summer and see what they're able to do as far as competing with the two veteran guys in Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett.
Any early odds or any gut feeling on if everything is equal, meaning it's a fair quarterback competition, on which of the two, Gabriel or Sanders, will be ahead of each other on the depth chart? Who wins that competition by the time the season starts?
I'm gonna say Gabriel, but Shador is right there. Like for me, that I don't think that there's like a massive gap or a massive separation between them.
So does that mean Shador would be third string in September?
Yeah. Assuming they keep both Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. That's a big assumption there. I have to think that at some point in training camp or when we get to the last week in August there when the cutdowns happen, I have to think that Andrew Berry will trade either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. I if you're going into a season trying to figure out what you have in Gabriel and Sanders, then it makes no sense to keep both Flacco and Pickett. You keep one, you start that guy week one, show fans, hey, right out of the gate, we're trying to win games. I am not of the opinion that they're going to win a lot of games early in the season, and then you turn it over to the young kids and see what you give them the actual live game reps and an opportunity to show what they can or can't do, which then informs your decision about what you may or may not do with those two first-round picks for 2026.
Daryl Ryder, he's brought to you by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What did you think of the Browns' letter to the county yesterday? Strong words.
I thought it was the nicest go-fly-a-kite letter I've ever read.
What do you think's going to happen now?
I think Brooke Park's done. I think it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's going to happen. They are going to get the $600 million in state support. The question is, what does that look like? How does the state make that happen? Because there's the challenge of the Bengals' request for hundreds of millions of dollars for their stadium. The Cincinnati Reds are currently working on Their plans for ballpark improvements there. You've obviously got the Columbus Blue Jackets. We know what the Guardians and Cavaliers have done to their respective buildings in recent years as well here in Cleveland. But they can't just do something for the Browns. And I think lawmakers understand that. My understanding is the meeting with Roger Goodell and the governor and state leaders went very, very well. Might have been what was needed to get this thing to the finish line. Like I said, it's the devil's in the details, and that's basically what needs to be worked out right now.
What kind of help was the county, was the team looking for from the county to begin with?
Well, they were looking for two things. One, they were looking for a contribution of $178 million. And then they were also looking for the county to backstop, or in layman's terms, co-sign for the bonds for Brook Park for that portion, which is $422 million for the city portion there. So Chris Ronayne, the county executive, along with Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb and a lot of Cleveland business leaders downtown, very against the project. They have basically formed a wall in opposition to it, but the Browns made it clear yesterday they are moving forward with the project, and if the county wants to get on board, great. They'd love to work with them, and if not, well, we'll just do it without you.
But
you're
so,
not invited to the ground.
So ultimately, isn't that a win for taxpayers in the county if they're not on the hook for some of this money?
Yeah, I mean, the way the Browns originally wanted to structure this, and again, this is where the state comes into play too, is they wanted to do a TIF, a tax increment financing district, on the complex, the dome and the development, and basically where the taxes generated by that complex would be used to pay down the bonds for the county as well as the city of Brook Park and the state of Ohio. I don't think the state of Ohio is going to do a TIF with the bonds. I do think they're going to do the gambling tax, not the increase the governor was looking for, which was a 20% increase. I think a 10 to 15% increase is on the table. The city would then, the state rather, would then bond off of those projected revenues to not only fund the Browns project, but help fund the Bengals project and some other stadium projects around the state. Admissions tax, income tax, parking tax would, help Brook Park fund their bonds, a 1% bed tax, a rental car fee, sales tax, property tax, sin tax would have helped the county come up with their $178 million contribution. And according to the Browns, now the state of Ohio disputes this. That's important to throw out there. State of Ohio doesn't think the Browns maths, but the team says that the state will come away with over $1 billion in profit over 30 years and divide it between Brook Park and the county over $2 billion in excess tax revenues. But again, two independent studies done by various organizations, the state of Ohio, say that the numbers don't add up.
Daryl Ryder, he's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, I'll see you in hell.
Meet you there, Ken. Have a good weekend.
Daryl, thank you. Seth Wickersham, ESPN, he has a book coming out. It's about quarterbacks.
A real reporter, by the way.
Yeah.
Fake reporters we have on all the time. He is a real reporter.
Fake reporter?
Oh, when's Lloyd coming on next?
Whoa!
No,
well,
this
here
guy.
We go. Power rank your fake reporters.
Oh, number one is Jason. No, I know who number one is, but I can't say his name because I'll end up in a long meeting. That's who number one is.
Why can't you say it?
Because you guys will put me in a long meeting because somehow he's more important to the station than any of us are, so whatever. Can't say anything about that guy.
Stainsy?
No.
Oh,
that's a nice young man.
Yeah,
you knock it off. You know who I'm talking about. Move on.
I didn't know where you were going.
You ruined the whole thing.
Like, leave Stainsy
off. Turn the music off. You ruined the whole vibe. You ruined the whole vibe of the show. Turn the damn music off.
I like the music.
Turn the effing music off.
What did Stainsy ever do to you?
Coming in hots at 9:45. You ignorant slut.
Anyway, Wick, as I call him, one of the preeminent reporters who does the legwork.
Wick.
Kenny, he pounds the pavement. He exposes what needs to be exposed.
Cold in here.
And he did it again here, apparently.
Yes, he did.
In preparation of his book.
It was written, is this from somebody else who wrote it?
So let ESPN? It be said.
Well, I wanted to make sure it wasn't him, because it's like written, if it isn't him, it's written in the third person.
I can't tell. It's not his handwriting.
Or if it is him, it is. Anyway, a quote from Carl Williams in the book from Seth Wickersham.
Caleb's dad?
Called, yes, it's Carl Williams, who is Caleb Williams' dad. The book is called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, which is coming out. Okay? It says, quote, Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die. Caleb Williams, what are I allowed to a confidant? Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with, and in parentheses, former Bears offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. Forthcoming book to be published in September, yada, yada, yada. And then it talks about how Carl Williams went to great lengths to try to circumvent the NFL draft, Wickersham writes, wanting to give his son an opportunity to choose his future employer. The Bears had not drafted a star quarterback since the 1980s, and their recent draft selections, Mitchell Trubisky and Justin Fields, didn't pan out. Carl Williams is worried with the franchise's history, stadium uncertainty. That was a very interesting reason. And offensive performances under then-head coach Matt Eberflus, Caleb Williams wouldn't have the organizational support to succeed. Quote, I don't want my son playing for the Bears, Williams told several agents in 2024. It actually gets worse from here. And it makes Caleb Williams out to be a very unlikable person in the city of Chicago in so many ways. Carl Williams goes on about the rookie salary cap being unconstitutional. Caleb Williams said he needs to go to the Vikings in this book. Carl Williams has said, let's do it. After meetings, Ryan Poles kept saying, we're drafting you no matter what. Eventually, Caleb Williams accepted his role to go to the Chicago Bears, obviously. But it gets to a very nasty point where, quote, he's worried about me taking bullets, Carl Williams told Wickersham of his son. I don't care. I just don't agree with this bleep. You know, I'm more interested in making sure that he can do what he wants. They were going to, quote, nuke the city with words, bad words. Going to go after the city of Chicago. Make him out to be a bad guy. A la the way that people were thinking John Elway did with the city of Baltimore when he wanted the Colts to avoid him. This is really bad. Now, Caleb Williams wasn't that bad last year. He wasn't that good. But this, I think this right here, I know they're like, hey, everything's fine now. I don't think everything's fine. This puts a lot of pressure on Caleb Williams. It makes him feel very unlikable to everybody else around Caleb Williams, everybody else around the Bears as football fans. I think to some Bears fans, some people are like, what the hell is all this? I got to tell you, though, yes, I know, pots and kettles and all the other stuff. I kind of see where his dad's coming from. Any good father, if your son's good, and I know maybe you should care more about that 7-5 record he had at USC and crying on the sidelines and all that other stuff. Yeah, okay, that's true. But if you're a father, you can't tell me you ain't worried about where your son gets drafted. You have to be worried about where your son gets drafted. I think that's an age-old tale. And yes, I understand that this franchise here has not been good with quarterbacks since I was a toddler. It's been that long. You know, we've done the whole, well, if your son was eligible before and the whole Steelers thing. Yeah, I mean, if it's my home area, I'd be excited. I'd be worried because if you're not good, you can't go home again. Like, Mitch Trubisky can always go back to Cleveland and stay in Cleveland. Some of the things I can blame on others, some of them things I can certainly blame on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Goes. I'd be worried, but man, I look at what Carl Williams does and I go, yeah, that's probably what a lot of dads will want to do for their kids, make sure that they don't end up in a real bad situation, because I didn't trust Matt Eberflus.
Well, I think anybody can relate, well, not relate, but I think anybody
can understand.
Anybody would understand that if you are in a position of power, then you're going to take advantage of it, or at least attempt to take advantage of it. So the question was, how much power did Caleb Williams have, him and his dad? And we have seen countless times the discussion come up of having to take that special somebody, that special talent, in a position of power to blow up the NFL system. And yet it hasn't happened. And remember, Maurice Claret was the one that tried to really test the limits in court and kind of got laughed out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Didn't work out, and the rest is history. So there's been a lot of change in sports, especially in college. You wonder if there's ever a chance it can happen. Obviously, we know the NFL and the power that the NFL has, along with the TV networks, to maintain the status quo. So I don't know that we'll ever see it change. You know, could you see a scenario where like a somebody out of high school could finally just come out, but doesn't make sense to now because the high schooler, the college players are making money. Like, yeah, they're getting paid millions of dollars.
Yes.
So this one is very relevant, though, to us in Cleveland because, you know, we've faced this situation before. Like, what if somebody doesn't want to play for us?
Well, hell, before
what if somebody's told, don't go to Cleveland? Cleveland ruins everybody.
I'm sorry. Look at our current fifth-round quarterback here. Before he went in the fifth round, let's say what it was. I mean, there was a big concern about whether or not his father, after the tweet in 2018, he himself, Shador, would allow him to come to Cleveland and play for the Browns. Now, I think that standards change one way or the other as reality changes. Like, you could look at it now, like Owen's kids are great athletes. I'm saying nice things. Don't get mad at me here. I don't want to put kids' names in the mouth. Okay. Owen's kids are great athletes. Owen may see it now as like going, okay, if he were to get drafted by anybody, he's just grateful. But as the draft were to arrive, I would imagine Owen, if the draft were to go, hey, Owen's son is going to go number one, I think that then the standard would change about just grateful or, hey, I want to make sure that he's put in a good situation. Now, if all of a sudden he found his son in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, yeah, we're just grateful that he was drafted in the NFL and grateful for this opportunity, this wonderful opportunity. But damn it, if you did have a choice or you felt you had a choice, yeah, you'd probably try to massage it in any way you can. And you know, I see this Caleb Williams thing, number one with a bullet. He was always going to go number one. I wonder if this is kind of where the Shador thing was. They thought they had options, and they did not have, with the way this was looking at, they did not have the options they thought that they had. And maybe that moved them right down the draft board and ended up with us where we took a flyer. Hey, we're a quarterback needy team. We got what we think are good quarterback coaches. Let's see if it works out with this guy here in Cleveland. Like, I think it changed that perception. Because Caleb Williams could have came out and could have cussed out the city of Chicago and said bad things about the city of Chicago that he didn't mean. And maybe they would have traded him. Maybe they would have traded the pick and not taken him and all the other stuff. He was still going number one no matter who. He's going number one.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But Shador, whether people who were fans of him in college like it or not, there was definitely people who, no matter what I say, no matter what Peterlin says, did not find him to be a first-round talent. And that number seemed to... Now, I don't know how much of that is true from now, because it seemed like, oh, nobody had a first-round grade on him. That wasn't what you guys were saying on Wednesday before the draft. I think there were definitely teams that did not have a first-round grade on him, and then what they thought they might be doing probably rubbed some teams the wrong way.
You know, I know fans are listening right now, and they're going, what are you talking about? You just go to whoever takes you. Like, this is a blessing to be in this league.
I think they would have done that with us 10 years ago. I don't think they feel that way now.
Well, you got to remember, these guys, like Caleb Williams was the toast of the town, big-time recruit, made millions of dollars already, endorsement deals, NIL money. Like, they're not coming into it going, oh, I'm just blessed to be drafted by any team. Like, you do wonder if this money in college is going to change some of this to where some players are legitimately during the pre-draft process saying, do not draft me. I do not need you. I do not need you, and I hold the cards here. I have power because I have money. I've made money. You know, this had never happened before, except for the, you know, off the books type of stuff behind the scenes. Well, but now this money is so much greater.
I mean, I'll flat out ask people, if your son was going to go number one, or you felt that your son was going to go number one, would you or would you not try to control the place where he goes? Would you or would you not try to take control of the draft? I think you would. I think you try to control all the controllables that you can. In the words of I almost called him the late, great Mike Pettine. He just got fired by the Browns. He's still among the living. In the words of Mike Pettine, would you try to control the controllables? I think you would. I would. I absolutely would. I think Lima would. I think Owen would. I don't want to turn it into an ugly thing, because I think that we have to be honest with our kids' skills. But if you're Caleb Williams' dad and you know, hey, he's going number one no matter what, this is the draft starts at two. Okay, would you or would you not do that? I probably would. I think that it showed, I think LeVar Ball showed everybody, it doesn't matter what people think of the old man. The old man can show his ass all he wants. He can do all these things that he wants, and dad doesn't care. Cam Newton's dad. Yeah, go ahead. Say all these nasty things about me. I got my kid $500,000 allegedly. Like, I don't care what you say about me.
Why,
Cecil Newton, say whatever you want. I don't care.
Why did Shador fall to where he fell?
Because he's probably not as good coming out of the draft as what Caleb Williams is. And they clearly, he was always QB number. If he was anything, the highest he was ever was QB2. Because it was always Cam Ward. Cam Ward might have had the option to pull something the way we're looking at Caleb Williams here. Cam Ward might have. For all I know, maybe Shador did or didn't, or just said that teams weren't going to draft me. I knew they weren't going to draft me. Forget about it. But he still thought he was going to be going. I mean, at one point, we had Deion Sanders on TV saying he's going to go, he wants to go top four because he wants to beat me where I was drafted, because Deion was drafted number five.
Does this book coming out, does this make things harder on Caleb Williams?
I think it does, absolutely. This story should make things harder on Caleb Williams. I think it does, because you're not out of the woods. And plus, how many more excuses do you have? They spent a bunch of money in free agency on their offensive line. Look at what they went out and got on their offense. They got three good wide receivers. They got good tight ends. They went out and got Colston Loveland. They already have Kmet. And they went out, they made trades. They brought in guys. I mean, they got a loaded offense. If you can't do it with them, buddy, oh no, they're going to put these words on signs for this guy if he don't work out in Chicago. Those fans will go after him. They'll remember these words. And it's up to him whether or not he's good. Remember, Jim Kelly said nasty things about the city of Buffalo. Jim Kelly is beloved in Buffalo now. So it's up to you to go out there and play it. I got this Drew Holiday thing coming up here in just a moment. Lyman wants to trade Darius Garland for a 67-year-old guard. So this is going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
70. I think he's 70.
Okay. So we'll get into that here in a moment. Just to put a bow on the whole Caleb Williams thing, would you, by the way, if you were Caleb Williams' dad, would you... have done all this. I don't think I would want to talk to an author and put it all in a book. I did not think I'd want to do that.
Why are you telling anybody this? The only concentrated effort you have to make, like you tell the Bears, do not draft me. We do not want to be drafted. Trade this pick. We are not going to set foot in Chicago. Well, they weren't willing to do that. So guess what? You're Chicago Bear now. You do wonder, like, what could they have connived their way to? What could they have strategized?
Well, didn't he say he was going to go to the UFL?
There was a conversation to have.
That's what I love. Like, I'm going to take my talents to another league. Okay. Like if Victor Wembanyama said,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm going to go play overseas instead. And there would have been opportunities for him. He could have made a lot of money. Guess what? We wouldn't have cared.
And eventually he would have come back to the
NBA. None of us were going to take time to watch him in another league. It all would have been contaminated. We would have always said, you're not playing against the best of the best. So who cares? Who cares? True. You're amazing talent. The NBA can live without
but
you.
What they were,
just like the NFL can live without anybody. If tomorrow Patrick Mahomes went to the UFL, okay, yeah, would the UFL gain some fans? Sure. Guess how many games I would watch? The first one. That's it. And then what? I'd see him dominate this league.
And that's only because he's a proven star.
Yes.
We're talking about a rookie.
It's a great point.
I would go watch Mahomes because I know what it is, but overall, the product's horrible.
But that doesn't still stop me from having to agree with Carl Williams, and let me tell you why. Because the things that I worry about happen. I want people to go... I don't want to tell anybody to go anywhere but the Odyssey app. Read the article. Read the book. Because this is why, if somebody brought up, Ken, you hate Hugh Jackson, but you want to keep Kevin Stefanski during all this? No. Go back and check any tape you want. I did not want Hugh Jackson fired in 2018. If you were going to let him go, you let him go after 2017. I did not want to let him go in 2018 because I did not want to have happen what could have happened to Baker Mayfield, where you live a half of a season, or what did happen with Baker Mayfield, where you live a half of a season, you put it all on him, and then he ended up picking goofballs to be your head coach, and then basically almost ruining his career, and then we set sail for everything else that we set sail for. And what happened to Caleb Williams? Because in this article is about Caleb Williams. They didn't talk to me about watching film with him. I watched film by myself. I was in the facility by myself watching film in one of their big theater things that they have there. Caleb Williams by himself. Why? Because you fired Matt Eberflus halfway through the season. And so coaches start to think about their own jobs and their own future and where they're going to go. They're thinking about their next stop. Because when you fire a coach, then everybody else, they become a free agent at the end of the year. And maybe the new coach will keep one or two of you, but more than likely, no. So they got their own things to figure out. So now it becomes every man for himself. You think they care about Caleb Williams at that time? Their family's asking where they're going to move. They're hitting the phones, talking to other coaches, talking to other head coaches, what opportunities they can get, college, pro, whatever it might be. I don't want that to happen to Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. You got two guys who you took day two and day three. I don't want that to happen to either one of those guys. You boot Kevin Stefanski, then what do you do? All right, we'll make Bill Musgrave the head coach, the interim head coach. Well, he ain't going to be the head coach to begin 2026. Neither would Tommy Rees. So now I put these guys behind the eight ball again. I'm just doing the same thing. So I totally agree with what Carl Williams, I don't know if I would have done it to that level and been that nasty about it. And I sure as hell wouldn't want it in any book at this time with my kids going into the second year of his NFL career. But man, I'd probably feel the same way. And yeah, I know where I broadcast from and I know what my team's record's been over the last umpteen years. But it is odd that's how Bernie landed here.
Yeah.
Was he...
Boy, you know what?
Did everything he could to strong-arm the draft.
That is so funny. Like, if that happened today, is Bernie Kosar, like, one of the more talked-about, polarizing, maybe even hated guys in sports? If he got to direct his way to a team, but, you know, the other teams didn't get that player?
That'd be...
Isn't that crazy to think about?
That'd be a big-ass conversation. You want Drew Holiday on this basketball team.
So I said,
Are you fully all in?
No, I wouldn't say I'm fully all in. I said, you know, I brought up his name a year ago because you could see the writing was on the wall that Boston was going to have trouble keeping everybody. And now Boston's definitely going to shed some contracts and make some moves and tinker with their roster. Now, forget about like the viability. There was a three-team trade was what Bobby Marks told us yesterday. But he brought up Drew Holiday, and I'm like, man, I brought him up in the past. No doubt, Holiday is starting to be on the downside of his career. He turns 35 in June. But it was a bigger picture question. We keep talking about toughness. Man, every Cavs player and coach talked about toughness on the way out the door. So how do you make the Cavs better? Is it talent? I don't think it's talent. I think the Cavs have plenty of talent. In fact, you know, depending on who wins the championship, like the Cavs might have more talent. If the Denver Nuggets win Game 7 and end up winning the championship... I think Cavs have more talent than the Nuggets. I mean, I don't think that's that controversial. So it's not a talent question. What it is at this point is a toughness question. It is a viability of your postseason roster and starting group. Like, those are the questions we start to ask. It's not talent, but it's match. It's whether it's a good match, whether it makes sense, if they're cohesive enough, whether they solve all the problems, the playoff gauntlet of four rounds, you know, that you need to solve. And what they don't have right now, they don't have toughness. They don't have a lot of, honestly, they don't have a lot of deep playoff experience on this team. I think Tristan is number one and number two is Max Strus. So you're not very seasoned.
Wow.
And then you have the small backcourt. We know we have the duplication of positions with your big men. So how do you solve some of that? I mean, we know that Evan Mobley, his role is only going to increase. So do you need two shot-taking guards when Evan Mobley needs to get shots? I do think Evan Mobley did not get enough shots in that round. Like, there's nobody that could guard him, but yet I watched...
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you there.
Yet I watched Donovan Mitchell take, 11 threes a game? Was it more than that? How many did Donovan take? And obviously he got to the foul line, thank goodness. And Darius Garland just chucking shots, who wasn't even healthy. Does that happen if Evan Mobley had made even more of a leap?
I can't meet you on this. I can't meet you on this. 216-474-0092. Would you take Drew Holiday over Darius Garland? The poll that Lyman ran says yes, that you guys would.
I said, who would you trust? Who would you rather have in a playoff series this year? By the way.
Well, you'd go to the playoffs with either or. So if you went and got Drew Holiday,
oh, yeah.
like that,
they could win 50 games without Garland.
I would love to get into the red tape with you and start to say, well, actually, and do all that about the regular season. But you would win 50 games.
Or
you
close
would
go to the playoffs. If you were healthy, yeah.
Yes, you would go to the playoffs if you were to make the move. So this becomes a playoff issue. And the reason I'm going to say no. I've gotten very emotional over Darius Garland. I'm not trying to try to do it again. It's that, man, I got to do it this year now. So now, if I go out and I get Drew Holiday, or I get any glue guy, as Danny Green said to the Midday Show yesterday, Odyssey NBA insider and former Cleveland Cavalier NBA champion as well. If I go out and I get any glue guy, I have to do it this year. It's not even about Donovan. You're talking about Evan Mobley. I don't fully trust Evan. It's May. They just lost. I don't fully trust Evan right now to be the best player on this team going into 2025-26. Going into next year's postseason, he has to be the best player on this basketball team, I think without a shadow of a doubt, for them to have a chance to do it. Because if they don't do it, you have just gotten significantly older, and you are going to have the bill that comes due with this. And I don't think I want to do it. I think I'd rather just stay with Darius Garland right now and find somebody else. So I'll ask you guys, 216-474-0092. We had that hypothetical that came out yesterday with Bobby Marks. He joined us on the show. And he said, you know, if you traded for Drew Holiday in a three-team trade, you ended with Drew Holiday and you had to move Darius Garland. Danny Green said he wouldn't do it. Lima is open to it. I don't think I would.
Well, I'm trying to find ways for the team to get tougher to be able to guard guys on the perimeter, which we do not have. Can we be honest? I mean, did you see Darius, Max, and my God, Jared Allen try to defend? And this is the Pacers. There are better teams, or there are teams with better perimeter players that drive that can score it than this team.
216-474-0092. What would you guys do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.